28.4.11 Cosmic Assembly for the settlement of the true parents of heaven, earth and humankind and for the proclamation of the word by God's substantial self-distinguished guests participating in today's event, I'm truly happy and grateful to see you at this new assembly. What I am about to proclaim to you today is part of the course of True Parents Tour, that is to proclaim the ultimate conclusion and fulfillment of all aspects of the providence of restoration during the lifetime of the True Parents. The path taken by the True Parents shall serve as a tradition and historic example, thus, I am proclaiming that all of you should model your life course on this path, become families that pledge to inherit and fulfill the will of God, that True Parents have already accomplished, and be true to this pledge. On April 18th we celebrated our 52nd year of marriage. On that occasion, I brought to a close the era before the coming of heaven, which was marked by sin and indemnity atonement, and proclaimed the era after the coming of heaven through which a new heaven and new earth will be realized by returning to true love. Through this tour, I am leading a lifestyle befitting the era after the coming of heaven. Please engrave this point in your hearts. All the blessed children in the heavenly and earthly worlds, who are related to the true parents by blood, should keep this comprehensive and final proclamation in mind. This proclamation is being given in order to fully establish the ideal nation that comes from the incorporeal God and corporeal God, the God of night and the God of day, and from the ancestors of Jesus and of the true parents. The details of True Parents' life course have already been disclosed and conveyed to you through my autobiography. I pray that you will all become the representatives and heirs of True Parents, before the conclusion of the cosmic assemblies for the settlement of the True Parents of heaven, earth and humankind and for the proclamation of the word by God's substantial self. Please take heed of my autobiography, which is a record of my life's work, to enable the true parents to succeed in their mission during their time on this earth, and build on my achievements. Please also inherit the teachings I have bestowed upon this world. In doing so, I pray that you will surely be triumphant in your course of life. Like the true parents have done, you too should become heavenly bridges for all your relatives and the members of your clan that are around you, and also a God-centered leader that can guide your clan to God's kingdom. I ask that you take this proclamation of true parents to heart and pledge to put it into practice. Aju. 2. I will now quote from content read at the 44th True God's Day and the coronation ceremony for the kingship of God. This represents the content in the textbooks and teaching materials that summarize all the content I have taught throughout my life course. Respected leaders from around the world, distinguished guests from home and abroad, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of True Parents, True Family, the Republic of Korea, and Unification Church members, who are blessed throughout the cosmos i.e., spiritual world and physical world, I sincerely welcome and express my deepest appreciation to you for coming to participate in this Cosmic Assembly for the Settlement of the True Parents of Heaven, Earth and Humankind and for the proclamation of the Word by God's substantial self. In the past year, thousands of representatives and top leaders from 120 nations of the world have honored us with their presence on several occasions, including our Golden Wedding Anniversary and Coronation, the Legacy of Peace Memorial Festivals held at the United Nations Headquarters Building and in cities around the United States and the world, and many other significant events. Once again, I would like to express my appreciation on behalf of all the people of the Republic of Korea and all of humankind. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very eventful time in God's providence. Last year I celebrated my 90th birthday and took my first steps toward the 100th year of my life. I have been blessed with a long life, beyond the average human lifespan. Last year my wife and I were also able to commemorate our 50th wedding anniversary. From a providential point of view, last year was not simply the year of our golden anniversary, it was also a jubilee year. We have 14 children. 5 have graduated from Harvard University, and among our 40-plus grandchildren several are already studying there. Moreover, A great number of good men and women from 194 nations have come to recognize and follow us as the King and Queen of Peace and the True Parents. Throughout our lives, we have established many international organizations and institutions to promote world peace. We have invested unreservedly in many fields, including interreligious cooperation, humanitarian projects to benefit society, intercultural activities, sports, education, and the media. We founded all these initiatives with the aim of promoting peace and bringing salvation to humanity. After working to succeed in all these things, some people would commend us and say that we deserve to look back and comfortably enjoy the rest of our lives. They encourage us to forget about the world situation and sit back and enjoy the successes achieved during the past 90 years. 3. However, my wife and I cannot look at the lives we have led in such a worldly way. We have had to complete the mission of the actual true parents, given to us by God, who is Himself the vertical true parent of all humankind. Now, with less than 2 years remaining in this mission to make God's kingdom, Chanilguk, a reality, we are leading each day of our lives with more seriousness than ever before. Throughout my life, I have offered myself for the liberation of God, the one and only true parent of heaven and earth, to restore to Him His rightful position as parent, to save all human beings who suffer in the realm of death, and to return them to God's bosom. For this purpose I have persevered and triumphed over countless tribulations, while leading the people of the world, who are living like lost and unaware orphans searching for their heavenly parent, toward the goal of global salvation. Due to the fall, brought about by our first ancestors, people are born into the false lineage. Everyone without exception wanders in darkness even now, unable to break free of Satan's bondage. Under such circumstances, how could we be anything less than completely serious in our lives, as we guide the 6.5 billion people of the world along the path toward the building of God's kingdom on earth? The three stages of life, ladies and gentlemen, God created us as His children. As the original, absolute, unique, unchanging and eternal being, God created human beings by breathing His love into them, to endow them with a soul. If not for the fall, we would have been able to perfect ourselves, including our spiritual self, as God is perfect, fulfill the way of absolute faith, absolute love and absolute obedience, and attain eternal life. But unfortunately, human beings are living as descendants of the fall. In order to live a perfect life, all people without exception must receive new life through the blessing from true parents, and pass through the three stages of rebirth, resurrection and eternal life. Rebirth, in this context, refers to an individual attaining new life. Resurrection is when a family and nation attain new life, and eternal life refers to all of humankind attaining perfection and living forever in God's homeland, after establishing the kingdom of heaven on earth and in the spirit world by attending true parents, the King and Queen of Peace. Your ancestors who are in the spirit world shall now return to this earth at this time of the true parents, who directly govern all life and all things, as the substantial entity of God who exists without form. They will go through the three-stage blessings of rebirth, resurrection and eternal life and complete the original divine principle education, the education on absolute marital fidelity organized by true parents. Only then can they take part in the original authority granted by the Sunhwa ascension and liberation, and attain the qualifications to become citizens of Chanilguk while on earth. For we can clearly see that each person's life goes through three stages. Everyone is conceived as a new being through the grace of God and the love of true parents through a blessed family. The first stage of life is the 9 months spent in the mother's womb. No one is exempt from this. Whether or not we are conscious of it at the time, all of us without exception do spend 9 months in our mother's womb. Even though a woman's womb is smaller than some rice cookers, from the perspective of a fetus, it is larger than the entire universe. What about our birth into the second stage of our lives, which occurs on earth? How could we find words adequate to describe the struggle of a newborn baby, as it is faced with a completely unfamiliar, new world? the first lonely cry of a newborn as it experiences the large and wide world that it finds upon exiting the womb also represents the promise of a 100-year future, the blessing and celebration of entering a new time and space. We have all received the blessing of birth that enabled us to live in the second stage of our lives. Although 100 years is much longer than the 9 months we spend in the womb, please do not forget that there is still a course we must follow to a higher end. Although we have all forgotten the standard of consciousness that we possessed in our mother's womb, and though you may think that we are now enjoying our lives fully in this big, wide world with a higher standard of consciousness, there is yet one final stage of our lives, which is the way toward eternal life. This third stage occurs in the world of eternal life, the spirit world, which we enter upon ending our life on this earth. We were originally meant to enter the spirit world having first perfected our spirits during our life on earth. It is a world that cannot be imagined by people descended from the fall. It is a world in which we transcend time and space. Just as the fetus in his or her mother's womb cannot imagine life on earth, we, as people living and breathing air in this earthly world, cannot easily understand the spirit world, where we will be reborn in our spiritual bodies, living and breathing true love. Ladies and gentlemen, as people face death, they may tremble in fear and terror, if they do not understand the true meaning of passing on. Although human history has continued for more than 6,000 years, no one, unfortunately, has clearly taught the truth regarding death. Now, in the last days of history, I, as the true parent of humankind, have been able to reveal this truth, this heavenly secret. The Tsunghua Ascension Ceremony. Ladies and gentlemen, the word death is sacred. It is not a synonym for sadness and suffering. True parents have created the term Tsunghua Ascension to explain the true significance of death. The moment we enter the spirit world should be a time that we enter a world of joy and victory with the fruits born of our lives on earth. It is a time for those of us remaining on earth to send off the departed with joy. It should be a time for great celebration. We should be shedding tears of joy instead of tears of five sadness. That is the way of the sacred and noble Tsunghua ceremony, the first step the spirit of the departed takes toward enjoying eternal life in attendance of God, within his embrace. At the moment of death, our spirits should feel more excited and thrilled than a newlywed bride feels when she goes to her groom's home for the first time. In order to open the door for all people to experience this kind of precious eternal life, I held a Tsunghua ceremony at the United Nations headquarters in New York on March 18 last year in honor of world leaders who had recently passed into the next world. The following are the names of those commemorated on that occasion: General Alexander Haig, a former United States Secretary of State, who with the armed forces saved my life through the bombing that liberated the North Korean Hunan Special Labor Camp, where I was imprisoned during the Korean War; Mr. Kim Dae-jung, our former South Korean president, who won the Nobel Peace Prize; Mr. H.E.D. Anabi, a Tunisian diplomat and head of the unstabilization mission in Haiti, who died in the 2010 Haitian earthquake; the 101 workers who died alongside Mr. Anabi; Mr. Rodrigo Carrizo Odio, a former president of Costa Rica, who is known internationally as the peace president; Mr. Abdurrahman Wahid, a former president of Indonesia, who gave his entire life for the sake of his great nation; Mr. Steingrimur Hermansson, a former prime minister of Iceland, who helped host the meeting of then Soviet President Mikhail Gorbachev and United States President Ronald Reagan, which accelerated the end of the Cold War; Sheikh Hassan Sisse of Senegal, who is respected as a great scholar of Islamic authority; and Mr. Laxmi Mal Singhvi of India, who is remembered as the ambassador of reconciliation and peace by India's 1.1 billion people. There are other people whom we also remembered through the ceremony and sent to the spirit world with the Tsunghua blessing. I'm sure you have heard about the sinking of the ship Chunnan in Korea, where 46 sailors suddenly lost their lives in the course of duty. During my four-city speaking tour in Korea in April last year, My wife and I bestowed the grace of the Sunwa blessing on these unfortunate seamen who died. Later, during another event at Las Vegas, I bestowed the Sunwa blessing on one Dr. Riko Kawasaki, a 17th generation descendant of Tokugawa Ieyasu, the last shogun in Japanese history, who united the Japanese archipelago in the 17th century. She was a medical doctor from Las Vegas, and recently passed away after living a life of continuous service to others. Before her passing, she played an important role for the sake of the realization of world peace, by setting a foundation for the future resolution of various issues in Korea, Japan and the United States, including political and economic issues. Thus, I have included her in the list of those who received this sacred Sunwa blessing. However altruistic and philanthropic people's lives may be, none of them can be guaranteed entry into the world of eternal life without receiving the marriage blessing and the Sunwa blessing of the true parents, Rev. And Mrs. Moon. This is because the parent-child relationship between God and humankind was severed due to the fall of the first ancestors. Please take this point seriously. Six, ladies and gentlemen, this era, when God has introduced the heavenly calendar, is a serious one. It is now the time in which all 6.5 billion of the world's people must understand the teachings I received from heaven, which I bequeath as the true parent, who is responsible to give eternal life to all of humankind. Now is a time that you can share the good news of the coming of the true parents throughout the entire world. The time has come to honor and inherit the tradition and spirit of the Korean people, from which the true parents emerged, establish the heavenly tradition, and bring about world peace by uniting all 6.5 billion people of the world with the United Nations. With the start of the heavenly calendar, please do not forget that the Sunwa blessing ceremony is a sacred rite, in which anyone can inherit the worldview of a holy citizen of the Kingdom of Heaven, and celebrate God's liberation and all humankind's liberation. In this way, the ideal of a family based on true love can be completed, and God and all people, the heavenly spirit world and the earthly physical world, can be completely united to usher in a reign of peace over the world. Please take this time to express your gratitude to God and true parents for giving the keys of the blessing ceremony and Sunwa ceremony to all the world's nations, allowing for the establishment of the traditions of God's kingdom, Chun Ilguk, through true parents. Please join me in giving a round of applause to our Heavenly Father and to true parents for their benevolence, through which we can receive the grace of precious life without being asked for anything in return. One family under God, ladies and gentlemen, what is the path that humankind should take today? Even now, tens of millions of innocent lives are being lost each year to war, disease, starvation and natural disasters that arise in all parts of the world. In every field you observe, from the individual to the collective level, whether religion, politics, education, culture or ideology, people are deeply mired in the swamp of self-centered egoism, raising walls around themselves. We now live in a world brought to ruin, where genuine communication has broken down. Ultimately, the problems afflicting humanity can only be resolved through the worldview of one family under God, in other words, the ideology based on true love, which my wife and I, the true parents, have learned from heaven and have championed and taught throughout our lives. This is the only way for humankind to find the path toward peace and happiness. Ladies and gentlemen, we are living in a historic time of great cosmic transition. It is a time for a great cosmic revolution to change history, to unite the spiritual and physical worlds, and to create the ideal kingdom of heaven that God has longed for since the beginning of time. We can no longer postpone or prolong the fulfillment of His wish. I have already proclaimed that January 13, 2013 will be 7 Foundation Day. That day will be the actual beginning of God's kingdom of Chun Ilguk. That day will be the origin. Yet, less than 2 years remain until then. Therefore, it is time for all people to be humbly obedient to heaven's decree. An unavoidable time is upon us today, when we must invest ourselves completely with a life or death commitment for these remaining 2 years under the guidance of the true parents, who carry out the providence on earth, as the substantial representatives of God, the King of Kings. All the good spirits in the spirit world are mobilized, and are already moving forward a step ahead of you. Ladies and gentlemen, do you have any idea how much pain God suffered the moment our first ancestors, into whom God had invested His complete and unreserved devotion since time immemorial, fell and disappeared into darkness, becoming part of Satan's lineage? Are you even remotely aware that our Heavenly Father, who endured tens of thousands of years of excruciating heartache so great, that His bones shed tears and His flesh quivered, had to go through the long, dark tunnel of indemnifying the human fall in order to save His lost children? How many of you have spent days and nights and tears, yearning to comfort our Father in heaven? The mission of the Korean people, all people of the Christian faith, recognize that God sent His true Son Jesus Christ to earth 2,000 years ago to save humankind. However, Jesus suffered a miserable fate. The leaders of Judaism and the people of Israel were supposed to receive Jesus as the Messiah and follow Him with absolute faith, absolute love and absolute obedience. They should never have allowed Jesus' crucifixion to take place. He suddenly left this world, leaving behind the words, "It is finished." Yet these words apply to spiritual salvation only, and He promised to return. Ladies and gentlemen, God quietly raised and prepared the Korean people over a period of thousands of years. After 2,000 years of preparation, His labor has finally borne fruit with the second coming of Christ on the far distant Korean peninsula. The Korean people have, from long ago, served God with the sense that He is their original ancestor, and that they are descended from heaven. They have referred to Him as the Honored One, that is, Hananim, and attended Him as the Lord Creator of night and day. Thus that the origin of all numbers lay in 1 and 2. Because Koreans attend such a God as their original ancestor, the spirit of interdependence, mutual prosperity and universally shared values is alive in the soul and tradition of the Korean people. They have maintained themselves over 5,000 years of history, yet not once have they invaded or plundered another nation or people. The spirit of benefiting all mankind still flows in the veins of the Korean people. The spirit of filial piety, fidelity, and loyalty, which are the fundamental virtues of human life, are still alive and breathing in Korean history. These values can be found in the men and women of Korea, and reflect the pride and spirit of the Korean people. I have inherited such traditional values, as the true filial piety exemplified in the folktale Shimcheung, about a devoted daughter who offered her life so that her blind father could see, the profound love and fidelity displayed by Chun Hyang, who overcame the fear of death, in order to keep the promise she had made to her husband, and the unbreakable loyalty exhibited by Admiral Yi Soon-shin, who gave his life to save his nation and people despite being abandoned by his king and other leaders. These lofty Korean values and traditions are not just matters of historical chance. Based on these values, heaven has prepared this people. This was all part of the providence of creating a foundation to send the returning Messiah. On the foundation of such preparation, and riding on the energy of this peninsula, I finally came, having received heaven's seal, as the true parent of humankind and the King of Kings. The path humankind should take, distinguished guests, your excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, the path that humanity must now take is clear. What would give you cause to hesitate in the face of the D-Day that heaven has revealed through us, the true parents? There are now only 600 days remaining. Heaven's blessings will be with you on your ambitious and busy course. If you view the flow of history through eyes that focus on God's providence, you can see that the changes of the times can be broadly classified into three stages. First was the nature-centered era, a time when instinctual feelings, materialism and a closeness to animals and the things of creation were prevalent. Next came a human-centered era, when people's knowledge, feelings and emotions took precedence and dominated the world. However, these eras were transitional. They were courses of preparation necessary in order to enter the era in which people could rid themselves of their fallen nature, return to their original selves and live as one united family, where they attend God as their Father. When that happens, we will enter a God-centered era, the final stage in which human beings who know and feel God's heart, and will follow the path of living for the sake of others. They will do this through establishing an absolute standard on the foundation of purifying themselves, both inside and out, through the holy blessing ceremony. This is the time of opening up the era of God's kingdom, Chanilguk, a time in which we can return to the heart of the one true God. Please engrave this point on your hearts. Once the actual era of Chanilguk begins, the spiritual and earthly worlds will be connected and brought into oneness, and all things will be governed under the union of the spiritual and physical worlds association, which will be established on earth for the first time. Moreover, the providence will be carried out according to heavenly law and the heavenly way. Elections conducted in a purely secular fashion will disappear from the face of the earth. All people will become one family through cross-cultural marriage and the world peace marriage blessing, and we will enjoy tranquility and true love and happiness during the sacred reign of peace. Let me say it again, this day is drawing near. 9. As part of preparing for that time, on February 14th last year I proclaimed to all of heaven and earth the start of the new heavenly calendar. The Gregorian calendar and lunar calendar shall now stand in the positions of Cain and Abel, and serve the role of supporting the heavenly calendar, by which we will record and indicate the progress of God's providence. You must all now engrave true parents' teachings onto your bones, and practice them in your life. We have no choice. If we do not prepare now, we will surely be left behind. We should learn from the courage and fortitude of the white-necked cranes that fly across the Himalayas, which are more than 7,000 meters high in preparation for winter. My final words for humankind: true parents have already prepared the last words I will give to humankind. These have been prepared based on my triumphs over 6 or 7 life or death situations, including 6 periods of unjust imprisonment. I am leaving behind 8 textbooks and teaching materials for humankind to use for all eternity. Altogether, these are published in almost 1,000 volumes. They are the sermons of the Rev. Sunday Myung Moon, Exposition of the Divine Principle, Chun Siang Jung Heavenly Scripture, The Family Pledge, Peng Hua Shin Jung Messages of Peace, True Family's Gateway to Heaven, Owner of Peace and Owner of Lineage, and World Scripture. These are textbooks you will have to read and study even after you go to the spirit world. They are not just teachings that come from the mind of one person, they are textbooks and teaching materials that teach the heavenly way that God has granted to His suffering children for their salvation. You should now set up the Hundukli study tradition in your families using the books I have mentioned. That is the tradition where 3 generations of a family start each day by reading Heaven's Word, and lead the life of practicing what they read, with a new heart. Let's create a world where people in the spirit world and the earthly world can both attend true parents at the same time, and read the Word on the heavenly path together. Once this happens, no matter how hard Satan may try to worm his way into infest your lineage, once he encounters the Hundukli tradition he will find no room to move. If a family is aligned with God as at high noon, where no shadow is cast, and still does not receive God's blessings, who then could ever be deserving of them? When such heavenly families fill the earth, the world will automatically become the heavenly kingdom on earth and in the eternal spirit world, fulfilling the vision of one family under God. Ladies and gentlemen, 2 years ago, my memoirs, As a Peace-Loving Global Citizen, An Honest and Candid Account of My Life, were published. Through this book I share how I discovered God's will for humankind and the path that we, as God's children, should follow. My life has been a typical model of the saying, if at first you don't succeed, try, try, and try again. I have as much faith in this book as in 10 the Hunduk textbooks and teaching materials I have mentioned. For this reason, I recommend it to you, believing that it will show you how to lead your lives according to true principles. It does not subtract or add anything to the 90 years of my life, which I have led under heaven's decree. I pray you will carefully read this articulation of true love and find great inspiration. I have already mentioned that a life of vertical noontime alignment casts no shadow. If we can all shine as we live such glowing lives, there will be no chance for the shadow of sin to be cast. Those who receive the light will be indebted to the light. I pray that we can now wipe away the tears of people in misery and poverty, and lead an illuminated life of eternal true love that dissipates all darkness. Proclamation of the Era of the Parents of Heaven, Earth and Humankind. Ladies and gentlemen, last year in Las Vegas, there was a special proclamation centered on God that was given by the true parents of heaven, earth and humankind on two separate days, one part at 2:20 a.m. on the 8th day of the 5th month of the heavenly calendar, June 19, 2010, and the other at 3:25 a.m. on the 15th day of the 5th month of the heavenly calendar, June 26, 2010. The number 3 from 3:25 a.m. represents the three eras from the same. Success comes at the third attempt. It also symbolizes the old, new and completed testament ages. 25 minutes, or the number 25, is a quarter of 100. The true parents have achieved ultimate unity, and offered and proclaimed the era of God's full transcendence, full immanence, full authority and omnipotence upon the standard of perfection, completion and conclusion. Furthermore, with the Sunwa ceremony for former United States Secretary of State General Alexander Haig, I proclaimed that the ceremony for the victory of the first, second, and third Israels, which completed the ceremonies for rebirth, resurrection and Sunwa during my lifetime, was transferred to Korea. Korea will now become God's homeland and hometown. Declaring that Korea is God's homeland, the World Assembly for the Settlement of the True Parents of Heaven, Earth and Humankind and for the Proclamation of the Word by God's Substantial Self was completed in Korea on July 8, and again in ceremonies in the United States, representing Christianity, the Second Israel, and in Jerusalem. Through these proclamation ceremonies, all the borderlines in the entire cosmos have been abolished. Consequently, centering on God, heaven and earth shall exist eternally, night and day, under God's reign and with the support of the true parents of heaven, earth and humankind. Distinguished guests, at this serious and important time, a revolutionary and cosmic change must now take place in your lives. In light of this, let us summarize the message heaven has given to us today. First, all blessed families should attend God at the center of their families and every day carry out Hunduk education, which can completely unite parents and children. In other words, you should 11 thoroughly teach the divine principle, the textbooks and teaching materials true parents have bequeathed, true father's autobiography, and absolute marital fidelity taught through the original divine principle. Second, heaven has permitted the grace of the authority of Sunwa for rebirth and resurrection to be bestowed on the family unit. Here, a requisite condition is the complete unity between parents and children. In other words, you must establish the standard for absolute parents and absolute children, and establish an absolute family in the normal course of events. Third, humankind has moved out of the authority of the era of restoration through indemnity, thanks to the grace of true parents, who have suffered hardships through which they sweat blood. Therefore, do not forget the fact that during true parents' lifetimes we all have the responsibility to liberate families, tribes, peoples, nations and the world in which God can dwell from the authority of hell. Now that the era of restoration through indemnity has ended, what kind of era is dawning? The reign of tranquility and prosperity in the victorious authority centered on God and true parents shall be eternal. Fourth, we are now entering the era of the authority of God's direct dominion. Ladies and gentlemen, I have said that less than 2 years remain until the D-Day. proclaim by heaven. I beg that you inscribe in your hearts the fact that we have entered the era of the authority of the cosmic Sabbath, in which your direct family members in the spirit world shall return to the earth to receive the original divine principle education, and where 8 generations will live together in a single family. Aju. Ladies and gentlemen, these concluding remarks explain the broad outline of all my endeavors. They bring to a close this rally that is being held for the religious circles, the earth, the spirit world, physical world, and Cain and Abel type world, in order to finalize what I, the Rev Moon, have achieved through the course of my entire life with God, the master of the spirit world and physical world. This is not something that could have appeared in history before now. We have come to today's assembly through the starting point of the soul assembly that represented both Korea, that will become God's homeland, and the central nation of America, and through the Washington, New York assembly. These have been held in order to establish the realm of victory, and to make headlines that summarize my life course, which decisively brings to a conclusion the realm of victory, creating a world in which God, completely victorious in the providence, is liberated and completely freed through the life course of the true parents, and in order to bring perfection, completion and conclusion to the era after the coming of heaven. True parents special instructions. I am conveying the following instructions to the 387 ambassadors of the 194 Abel unmember nations and 193 Cain type unmember nations, to Boon Bong Wangs and ambassadors for peace, to the 12 presidents and national leaders of each nation, who are present in Washington, D.C., New York, and to all of heaven and earth. Establishment of the new tribal Messiah Global Federation for Peace in the New World 1. Centering on Hwang Sun-jo, the president of UPF Korea, the Sunwa ceremonies for the realm of the tribal Messiah and for the first, second and third Israels were to be completed between October and December 31, 2010. The 3-day ceremony and indemnity stick ceremony of the blessing are also to be completed. Korea is God's homeland and hometown, because it is true parents' nation. We should have all the people of Korea take part in these ceremonies. 2. Those who have accepted the responsibility of Boon Bong Wang or Ambassador for Peace should hold and complete spiritual physical world blessing ceremonies at the same time throughout the world, by D-Day. 3. The ancestors from the realm of the original lineage and people belonging to the heavenly realm, who received the blessings centering on true parents including Adam and Eve, the Moon Clan, Boon Bong Wangs and Ambassadors for Peace, each nation's president and leader of the National Assembly should realize the realm of oneness embodying all of God's all-transcendent, all-pervading, all-capable and omnipotent qualities. 4. With October 14, 60 years ago as the beginning point, now, after 60 years of restoration through indemnity, and in relation to the 3 days of the 14th, 15th and 16th day of the 10th month, by the heavenly calendar, in the 10th year of Chun Il-guk, this proclamation rally being held on the 17th day of the 10th month by the heavenly calendar November 22nd, in the first year of Chun Gi 2010, is one of perfecting, completing and concluding the final stages of all the proclamations given in heaven and on earth up until the D-Day proclamation of true parents, and which correspond with the documented record of proclamations true parents have made. 5. True parents proclamation at the assembly to proclaim the substantial word and the era of the true parents of heaven, earth and humankind. The Washington, D.C., New York assembly, the Hoover Dam assembly in Las Vegas and the Seoul assembly in Korea, which is becoming God's homeland and hometown, signifies the ultimate perfection, completion and finalization of the providence. This mission must be completed within the next 1 year and 8 months, by the D-Day designated by true parents. 6. In this way, Korea, which gave birth to the true parents, will be perfected, completed and finalized as God's homeland and hometown. Centered on President Lee Myung-bak, who represents the 13 governments of Korea South and North, which is God's homeland and hometown, former United States President George Bush and United States President Obama, whose positions correspond to the presidents of the Cain type and Abel type and all the presidents and citizens who participated in the G20 meetings must unite to bring about the success of these rallies and perfect, complete, conclude and offer them according to True Parents' heavenly decree. If any among these are unable to participate, True Parents will select others and bring them to perfect that work in their place. Advent of Era of the New Substantial Image. Ladies and gentlemen, as I believe you have seen in the video today, we are now in a time where God is concluding the providence and harvesting its fruits in the final stages. Not long ago, Prime Minister Danny Philip of the Solomon Islands personally visited True Parents. He was deeply moved by God's word, and before he left, pledged and promised that his nation would become an ally nation of True Parents. He showed his resolve to become God's laborer and a soldier who stands in the front line of the providence. In Nepal at this very hour, original divine principle lectures received from True Parents are being broadcast by a national television station in Nepal to educate all its people. Activities centered on the United Nations are now on track and gaining speed. The Women's Federation for World Peace, which my wife and I founded, has been recognized for initiating activities that are in line with the UN's founding purpose and goals. Thus, it is becoming recognized as one of the top-tier organizations among the 3,400-plus GOs registered with the UN. Furthermore, WFWP has achieved outstanding results in its activities promoting women's rights and solving problems of poverty and education for children. WFWP has already been awarded for its work on a number of occasions. Recently, control of the Washington Times, which had been taken from my hands by trickery, has now been taken back. If this isn't a miracle, I don't know what is. Top officials from the Cain type realm, from the black and white races, will unite to create a federation centering on the Washington Times board of directors, in order to promote the truth of God's will for his homeland and hometown, and to protect the nation of God's sovereignty. Ladies and gentlemen, the world is now revolving centering on True Parents. Historically, Korea and Japan and the United States, and Russia and other such nations have been enemy nations. The people from these nations will also take part in the cross-cultural marriage blessing 14 on a nationwide scale, in order to eradicate the fallen lineage received from Lucifer and inherit the new heavenly lineage. The ongoing project to build undersea tunnels between Korea and Japan and across the Bering Strait, which I have proclaimed to all the world, will be spearheaded by religious leaders on a worldwide scale and completed in attendance to our liberated God. In this world, atheism and communism, which deny the existence of God, will be discarded, paving the way to building the world that God originally envisioned, where all people can freely communicate in harmony. The historical conflict and strife experienced by the four great representative kings, that is to say, the God of Night, the God of Day, the King of Kings, and True Parents, and which arose because the first ancestors fell, has finally been completely resolved by the True Parents of Heaven, Earth and humankind. A world where all people are equal and all nations become like brother nations, to create one family under God, is being created right before your eyes. I pray that all of you will become victors, who are a part of this historic and providential revolution. May the heavenly fortune that flows through the True Parents of Heaven, Earth and humankind be with you all. I pray in the name of True Parents, that God's blessings be with you, your family and your nation. Thank you.